and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome to another episode of Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing. And tonight we have a repeating guest and additional guests that we're going to get to know throughout the evening. We are sharing the evening with Kelsey Halverson. Welcome, Kelsey.
Thank you.
From Carrying Heroes, and we'll explain what that is in just a moment. And then along with her, we have Jesse. And Jesse, I'm sorry, I may pronounce your last name incorrectly.
Carrillo.
Sorry. I will get it hopefully by the end of the night.
Nailing it.
And she is a volunteer. And then along with her, we have Bree Donnelly. And Bree has another nonprofit here in town, and she's the director and founder. And so they have all come together because they have a common interest and a common goal. And we're going to share that with you tonight. And if it's the first time you're ever tuning in, just to give you a very short, brief overview of what this show is, it's Heroes of the North State are people who live in our community, who rise above, make a difference in the lives of others simply because it's the right thing to do. And these three ladies really set the stage for that. And by the end of the evening, you're going to get to know them. You're going to get to know their cause and the people that they serve and the people that they help and the animals. And so tonight we're going to start with Kelsey. And Kelsey, so you've been with us before, and you have Caring Heroes, which, of course, when I saw that title, I'm like, it has to tie into Heroes of the North State.
Right, yeah.
But tell us a little bit about what it is, what your nonprofit is, and what you do for the community, and then we'll dive in more later as the show goes on.
Okay, yeah, the really simple answer is that we help save horses, and then we use those horses to help our heroes. So our community heroes and then our nation's heroes, which would include your first responders, your veterans, any immediate emergency workers, and then their family members if they're affected by their service.
Wow. Okay, and so how long have you been doing this?
We founded as a nonprofit in January of 2021.
So I think when I first met you, it was fairly new.
Right, yeah.
And the word was getting out, and you were serving a lot of people even at that time. I remember you telling us a couple of stories that brought tears to my eyes with the servicemen that came that you were able to help. Yeah. And so the premise behind that, so then do you have them at your home?
So we have a ranch just under 5 acres out in Bella Vista.
Okay.
And so, yep, that's where the horses live, and then that's where we have people come out.
And what kind of got you to think that, hey, this is something that I can connect people who are, I'm assuming, in need, and we can talk a little bit more about that, right, to, were you rescuing horses already?
I wasn't yet. I think it's always been in my mind to help horses. I especially love the Mustangs, the wild ones, you know.
Yeah.
And they definitely need help. But I was volunteering for a long time at Exodus Farms, which is another nonprofit in the area, who is a riding program for kids who have had abuse and trauma.
Okay.
So I'd been volunteering there for a lot of years, and within the same week, two different people came up and said, hey, do you have a program like this for veterans?
Oh, so the need was there.
Yeah.
See people, everyone who's listening. This is exactly what I'm talking about. So Kelsey's minding her own business, living her life, volunteering.
Right.
So you already have that heart,
right,
for at-risk children.
Yeah.
And someone comes up and says, hey, and she could have looked the other way and said, "That's no, we don't do it. Somebody will do it. That's a great idea." But instead, you just did it.
Right. And it was in partnership with Exodus Farms, too, in the very early stages.
Okay.
But then it seemed like this is its own heartbeat, its own thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well, and so you move. So you have 16 horses, I saw on your website.
We do currently, yes.
Wow. So when I met you, I want to say you had like
5 or 6,
yeah,
probably.
I
feel like it doubles every year.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So the horses came first, the chicken and the egg. So the horses came first. You are rescuing them.
Yeah.
So they must come in all types of stages, or
they do. And for me, I really want to help the ones that no one else is helping or can help or knows how to help. And mm-hmm. so there's the whole world of horse slaughter. A lot of people have heard about it. They don't realize like how prevalent it is. Mm-hmm. And even Jessie, when we got connected just a few months ago, her voicemail to me, she's in tears and she's like, I'm looking at these faces and I've heard about it. I've seen Heartland. Like I've heard that this happens. I didn't realize. It's these horses. They're young. They're healthy sometimes. You have the ones who are not that need mm-hmm. some help. They've been in this system right. for a lot of time with no food, no water, no care. They get beat up by humans. They get beat up by the other horses in there. And so it's a very hard thing, and Bree rescues from the same places that we do. It's a very hard thing to do, and so a lot of people just don't know how to get involved.
Right.
You know, it's like shady truck stops that you're getting your horses from once you're getting them from these people. So it's it's a scary world. And so if we can, as our program or hers too, be able to be that in between for people and get these horses safe and then have adopters, like she does a lot on the adoption side.
Right.
Most of the horses I get are ones that are not ever going to be rideable because of injuries or things like that, or they just have a lot of trauma. They're perfect for what we do with our people and helping our people heal. And so, but you need everybody doing their part, really.
So how do you, and you don't have to, of course, name names or anything, but I love horses. I'd have no idea where to look to find a horse that is in that kind of condition or is being abused or neglected. How do you find those sources?
The very first spot, really, before they even end up in this ugly, dirty system towards horse slaughter, are the free horses in your community. And so we do take those in when we can. If somebody, we just recently had someone who elderly passed away, left their horses behind, what are we supposed to do? Usually it's whoever's going to go pick up those horses first at no cost. They end up being horse traders or people who are just going to sell them for slaughter. So if you as a person have the means to help a horse and you can help one locally like that, who might be a senior, they might have health issues, they might not be rideable, if they are being offered for free and you can take them, that is a really great way to prevent them from ever having to go through this ugly world that we get them from.
So then the ugly slaughter world, not a pretty conversation, but it's real.
It's real.
And so then let's say, tell me how that happened. I have a horse at home. Let's say I get too sick or I just don't care. And they're just out in the field and I'm not taking care of them. And then I hear about a slaughterhouse. It's like a normal, like you would for cattle.
Yes. So they're actually over the borders. There's no slaughterhouses in the United States anymore.
Okay, I didn't think so. That's why I was like, wow, okay.
So people think because slaughter in the U.S. ended, I think it was 07, they think it doesn't exist anymore a lot of times. A lot of horse people, like my vets, my farriers, like different people are like, that still happens. Cattle ranchers in here. I thought that ended back when when the last slaughterhouse closed.
That's the law. It's over.
Yeah, but it happens a lot.
We found a loophole.
Yeah. Usually people will either give their horse away to somebody who ends up selling it at auction, or maybe they sell it straight to somebody who's shipping over the border, or it just goes from auction to auction kind of a thing.
Okay.
Until they eventually end up there.
So then, sad. Yeah. Well, thank God for people like all of you.
Yeah.
And so then you now have, so you find these individuals that are coming to you and saying, hey, that we can see a need where we can connect service people with these horses. So you take them, you love on them, you get them to a place where now it's okay to bring people around them.
Right.
I imagine that's a process.
Yeah.
And then how did you get connected to the vets and the policemen and the firemen and...
Yeah, so we were doing that first, really, because it was under Exodus Farms, just as that tiny program at first. Yeah, so we were getting the word out and connecting them that way, and then we found it as our own. I started acquiring different of these horses that were from rougher conditions and situations, and then it is just word of mouth a lot. We've got our website. We do small events, getting the word out. I would say our focus is not on serving thousands.
Yeah.
It's on serving the ones no one else is reaching or that the traditional methods aren't helping necessarily. Mm-hmm. I've had family members say, you know, my loved one, they're going to the VA, they're doing all the things, but I feel like it's not enough for him.
Yeah.
Can we come out? And I'm like, absolutely.
Which takes a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to expand on that, but let's go ahead and take a look over at Jessie for a moment. So Oh, I'm sorry, not Jesse. Bree. I knew that. I don't know why. I'm looking right at you. Okay, so Bree, you are the director and the founder of Golden West Rescue.
Yes.
So tell me how your nonprofit model differs from what Kelsey's doing.
So we have a lot of the same similarities and same goals at the end of the day. We just don't work with humans, per se.
Okay.
That's the only difference, really. I mean, obviously, we work with humans in a capacity.
Yeah. And I would say she also focuses on the adoption part, where I take in horses that will live with me probably through their last day. She wants to be able to help more horses, so people who are wanting to get involved somehow, maybe get a horse from these situations, but have a rescue to go through to do it.
Because it's just kind of like, it's like cats and dogs. You think like, oh, I'm ready for a kitten. I'm ready for a puppy. I would rather rescue one than go to a breeder, which, you know, there are ethical breeders and there are ethical rescues. Just like with everything in life, there's good and bad and the ugly.
Yeah, true.
Our main goal is to rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome.
Okay.
So we want them to go out into the world, get their second chance, and just heal. So a lot of what we're doing, and we have a lot of follow through. So like, Jesse is one of our recent adopters and she's like number one on my list right now. Like we talk almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where there's a big hole in mass rescues and big shelters and things like that is there's too many numbers to do the follow through.
Right.
So I saw the need for that and that. A lot of people don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of our adopters come to me and are like, I don't know where to start. The industry as a whole can be very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but you're dealing with a 1,200-pound animal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There are a lot of different things. So what I wanted to do more or less was to see them get a second chance, the horses themselves.
Yeah.
And we do help the new owners, like, I will hold your hand the whole way till the end of that horse's life.
So someone who's never had a horse in their life can come out, get to know the horse, get to understand how to take care of the horse. And then do you transport, obviously you have to make sure the conditions. I remember when a few years ago we adopted a dog when my kids were little, actually, more than a few years ago. They came to our home. It was a rescue home.
Yeah.
They came to our home to make sure we had good fencing, that everything was going to be appropriate. Do you do that as well?
Yes. So
I hear the music.
I was going to say, I hear the
Hold
music
that thought. Yes, we're going to be right back in just a moment. Thank you for listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or a new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Heroes of the North State. We are live in the studio this evening. We have with us Kelsey Halverson, and she's the founder and CEO of Carrying Horses. And we also have with us Bree Donnelly, and she has a nonprofit called Golden West Rescue. And we left off with Bree. We were talking about with your rescue with horses, if you're just tuning in, both of these foundations, nonprofits, rescue horses and connect them to their forever home. Actually, Kelsey connects hers. They live at her home, and then she has service men and women who maybe have undergone trauma who come out for healing. And so, but let's go back to Bree for now. We were talking about what it takes for just the average person to adopt an animal and all the background check and the what you do, how you walk through that, and you could say it way better than I could.
So we do our due diligence to make sure that we have a good fit both for the horse and the person, right? Because they are individuals. It's just like dogs. Every dog has a different need. Every horse has a different need. And every human has a different need. Some people have expectations where they want to adopt a horse and give it a second chance, but they also want to be able to ride on it, or they want to ranch on it. Some people just want to adopt them and just love them.
Yeah.
And there's a few people that want to adopt them and just want to look at them. They just want to give them a home in their field, which is amazing because in the rescue world, we get a lot of the misfits and the rebels and the ones that people gave up on. And the reality is that humans made them that way in the first place. So my goal is to be a human that can fix what others broke.
That makes sense. Is there an average length of time? I mean, obviously, when horses come that have been through I'm sure what you both receive, there's not like, oh, yeah, we fix them in a week. I mean, it probably
everyone's
takes
different. Yeah, everyone's different. So the last couple that we saved, we actually, me and Kelsey teamed up, and we saved four. So she saved two, and I saved two. And that was magical, right? Because normally I'm going and I'm picking up one. And then I was like, hey, girl, I'm going here. And she was like, all right.
Yeah.
I was like, you got an hour. And she's like, these two. And a lot of what Kelsey is rescuing is ex-Amish horses. And, you know, the Amish use them for everything. They're their machines.
Yeah.
Those horses in her program want love so incredibly bad that it, even if you're not spiritual, religious, anything like that, you cannot help but feel them shake your soul.
Aww.
And it's because they deserve it so bad. They have served humans, and then they were sold for meat.
Yeah.
And then they come here, and they're like, wow, this is amazing. And I think a lot of the veterans and the people that she helps can feel that. And it's a different kind of therapy. Like, I don't think therapy is, like, the perfect word for it.
Yeah.
There's a word we need to invent for it, guys. But
yeah.
It is a different kind of bespoke healing that you can get from these creatures. And I think that, for me, I just saw it. If you think about it, one in probably 10,000 people wants a horse. That's crazy low numbers compared to like dogs or cats. Don't quote me on that number, but that's just like not look at how many people are in downtown Reading. None of these places can house a horse. So the need for horse rescue is substantial.
Okay.
Because there's so many more requirements. It's 10-fold so much more expensive to do as well. everything's bigger. Yeah, exactly. Everything's more. So our process, I have probably turned down more people than I've accepted. And it was for their good and for the horse's good.
If it wasn't the right fit, the right location.
It's not the right fit, the right location, and unrealistic expectations, I think. Mm-hmm. So there is no, I went off track, sorry. There is no easy time, I guess, mm-hmm. to say when they're ready. Mm-hmm. Jesse just recently adopted Honey from us. And Honey was one of our quicker turnarounds because she was, like, self-healing. She was very self-aware. And Honey was like, I'm ready. I'm loved. I'm safe. Versus I have a horse, Rory, who we have had for over a year. And he is like, I'm done. Humans are bad. You're all mm-hmm. bad. And so it's just like with us, really. They have their own limits and their own process of how they work through it and how they can heal. And some of them don't heal.
Right.
Whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, and they can't tell us what's going on, which I think makes it a lot harder, is that they can't say, hey, a blonde lady in my past was really mean to me, and that's why I don't like you, because you're a blonde lady.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure that's Rory's story. And not all the horses that I save are going to be rehomable, and that's the reality. But our goal is to not be a sanctuary, mm-hmm. as much as I admire them. I want to help people have horses and experience that earth-shattering love that you can just get from just sharing the ground with them.
True.
And
so that's actually a good segue. Let's talk with Jesse. So, Jesse, you are an adopter.
Correct.
So tell me, how did you find each other? How did you find Bree and her organization?
So it actually came through Kelsey.
Through Kelsey.
So,
okay.
Yes, it started with Kelsey. It actually started with Trailhead Youth Ranch. So a little bit of backstory. My daughter, her dad had passed away when she was 5 in a car accident, and she kind of lost interest in everything. Like, we tried soccer and we tried, you know, dance, and we tried all these different sports, and she wasn't really connecting with anything. And I never in a million years thought I would own a horse.
Right.
I saw them growing up, but it was never a thing that I was like, yep, I'm going to be a horse person. Not my plan. So she ended up going to this youth ranch last summer. And the first day she came home, I was like, oh man, I'm a horse mom now. Like, I can see such a difference. And I was like, from what I hear, horses are expensive and, you know, I don't know anything about them and they're dangerous and all these things. And, she came home and I was like, okay, we need to feed this. I talked to my husband. I was like, we need to push this, because this is the first time we've seen passion in her again.
Yeah,
and
that's proof in the pudding right there.
Yes.
Like, one day with them and her light came back.
Yes. You know? Yeah. It was like within, you know, it was a quick couple hour session, and she came home and she was just, she stopped playing video games. She started focusing on things. She's like, Mom, I just want to get involved. She wanted to work. She wanted to do chores. Mm. She was just obsessed with YouTube videos on horses and all of these things. I'm like, okay, let's feed this. And I just made a simple post on Facebook. And I said, I'm clueless. Does anyone have some way for me to connect? My daughter is really interested in getting involved with horses. And so many people tagged Kelsey with Caring Heroes.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, I'll reach out. And it was the funniest thing, because we kind of had this back and forth for a while, and we started working with a trainer, Tim Morlock, and he's amazing, and she was learning how to ride, but she didn't have a horse of her own.
Right.
And so we were just on less than a week, et cetera. And then he got me on a horse, and I was like, I haven't been on a horse since I was 10. This is going to be all bad. And I fell in love at that point. I'm like, oh no, we're in trouble. And if we ended up somehow reconnecting, and we were looking at horses online everywhere, and there are so many scams online, and we couldn't find a horse anywhere. I'm like, you know what? We'll just, you know, take it day by day. God has a plan. We'll just trust it. Mm-hmm. And Kelsey randomly reached out to me out of nowhere and was like, hey, you should check out this website. And I was like, okay. I was one of those people that had no idea that slaughters were still going on. I mean, I thought, you know, it's banned, not a big deal. You know, it's not happening anymore. And I was so wrong. She sent me this link and I started looking through, and these babies' faces just broke my heart over and over.
Literally add horse to cart and it will be here in 2 days.
It's like a bag of chips.
You don't. Here's the date. It is going to be shipped across the border to become meat. It is.
Wow.
It is a super dark industry that a lot of people aren't even aware of.
Hmm.
Let alone that it existed, let alone that it was banned. And that there is a loophole, so it's not really banned.
Yeah, it was literally like I was scrolling through and it just said it had the, I found a horse that I liked and I was thinking maybe they were selling these horses. And I go down and I found one I liked and then I go down and it's got this countdown system and it says, the date was zero or the countdown was zero and the date was the day before. And I was like, wait, you're telling me this horse isn't even alive anymore? And it broke me. There was, you can ask anyone around my home in the past, in that day, I was crying for a solid 12 hours. I just couldn't contain myself. I was calling everyone and I'm like, I can't save them all. I don't know what to do. I didn't know this was happening and my heart was just broken. And I found this one. And she was just, I saw her face, and I like to say her little face, but it's not a little face. She's a draft, and she's massive. She's the biggest horse I've ever seen. Huge. And I fell in love with this beautiful thing, and she had 12 hours.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't care what it costs. I don't care how to do this. We had so many obstacles to face in getting her. We didn't have the home for a horse.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about taking care of a horse. We didn't know how we were going to get her shipped. We didn't know how we were going to pay for her. Like all of these things. So I'm like, all I know is I cannot let this baby go. Mm-hmm. And there was just a connection. And within probably 4 hours, Kelsey had worked out every single detail to make sure it happened. And we paid for her, I think, the next day. We went out there and talked to you that day. We bought her the next day, and she boarded her until we could get our property in line. And she worked for months training me on this is what she's been through. This is what you need to do in order to give her a good home. And I was so impatient. I was so impatient. I was like, I want her home right now.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
Yeah.
I was
good
like,
for you.
But why not? Like, she's here. She doesn't hate me. It's going to be fine. Looking back at that now, I'm like, thank God that she walked me through that process and forced my patience, because I would not have the relationship I have with Anastasia now if I didn't go through that process. And that was just Anna's story.
Yeah.
And we got a second one. Mm-hmm. So that was through Bree, and they actually met while picking up Anna from, was it Stockton?
Mm-hmm.
Stockton, well, you guys were picking her up, and I hear the music, so we will
pause
on that.
Sorry, I don't hear it here. Okay, so Ben, sorry about that. We will be right back. We're going to take a commercial break. You are listening to Heroes of the North State.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Friday as we welcome Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and talk about the latest issues facing workers' compensation and other legal areas up here in the North State. Also join us is the Korean War veterans with the latest on what's happening with their group. This and much more Friday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics that will carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part 2 of our conversation with Pat Boone Plus will welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We are back. We're live here in the studio. This is Heroes of the North State, and live in the studio with us, we have three guests. We have Kelsey, who is with Caring Heroes. We have Jesse Carrillo.
I'm
getting
you're
closer.
Good. You're a good girl.
And Bree Donnelly. And when we left off, we were talking with Jesse. And Jesse, do you remember where we left off? Because I famously didn't remember.
Yep. So the second story, so our first horse, the giraffe, that was from Kelsey and Caring Heroes, and she kind of stewarded that whole process to get her home. And then we realized, thanks to Kelsey, she's like, horses need a buddy. And I was like, oh, I'm signing up for two horses now. Cool. So we were like, okay, well, Grace is going to need a horse of her own anyways. And, you know, we're not going to share mine because I love her way too much to share. So she was like, okay, let's start looking for horses. And Kelsey was like, hey, funny story. When I was picking up Anna from Stockton, from the slaughterhouse truck, whatever it was, she met someone here locally, and she's like, maybe she has a horse for you, because she actually does the rehoming process of, and the rehabilitation. So she connected us, and we went out there, and she had two horses for us to look at, and Gracie and Honey, which her name was Buttercup originally, and they call her Butters, which is like the cutest thing on the planet. And Gracie and her just immediately fell in love. Like, they were attached at the hip, the pictures, the videos, everything. Such an incredible bond between the two of them. And it was so funny because Gracie said she didn't want a small horse and she didn't want a buckskin. And that was her only condition. And Honey is a very, very small buckskin.
Yes.
And she didn't even want to look at the other horse. She's like, Mom, I'm in love. This is it. I never want to separate. And you could ask Bree. It was like pulling teeth getting her out of there because she was just so in love.
How old is Gracie now?
She's 10.
Okay. All right. So she's
got a heart of gold, too.
She knows
which is
what
perfect because she's got a golden horse. But it definitely was one of those moments that restores, like, your faith in anything, everything, no matter what your belief system is. Like, because that morning I had text Jesse and I was like, hey, so now that I'm thinking about it, I've never seen this horse with kids. And it always will make me nervous, a big animal around a small human, right?
Right.
And I was like, so expectations, like I've never seen these ones because we got them in August. And so it's still fairly new, working through their stuff, finding out their quirks. And it was like yin and yang. It just... And then I was like, wow, I can let her go because I was very attached to her. She had a very traumatic eye injury, so getting to know her, I was out there every 2 hours treating her eye with
really bonded.
Six different medications. And that's a pretty hard thing to treat on a horse, let alone when you don't know. And so I was like, this is my girl. Like, she's amazing. I'm very selective. And I even told her, like, hey, I don't want to get your hopes up.
Yeah.
But, like, we are the perfect home is for this horse only. And then Gracie and her met, and I was like, okay,
there it was.
And so when you have a horse, maybe Kelsey, you can answer this too. When you have a horse and you put it in with a new pen partner, I don't know what you call it. I made that up, I think. Do they always get along, or is there ever a like, hey, I don't want to be in the same corral as you?
Yeah, the way I do it at my place is they're always in their own spot with a fence line sharing. Like sharing a fence line so that they can get to know each other over a fence and not feel as defensive, not feel, you know, sometimes if they feel defensive, they're going to be more aggressive. So I always introduce them to others with a fence in between. And that might be for days. That might be for a month.
Yeah.
Really until it seems like it's the right fit.
Which we didn't do it that way, but it worked out fine. Yeah.
So then great. How do you know, shifting gears just a little bit, and then we can come back to the conversation. How do you know when a horse is ready to meet someone who wants to come out who maybe has had something traumatic? Maybe explain a little bit more about the service side of it and mm-hmm. how you're servicing veterans, firemen, and policemen.
Yeah, so most of our horses, when I get them, they are pretty malnourished just because they've been in this ugly world for weeks, months, sometimes a long time. So on a body score of 1 to 10, I've had ones that the vet said they should be in the negative. Like they were basically a 0 or a 1, like pretty low, pretty hard to keep them alive. Most of them we've been able to. And so physically, it's just getting them healthy. Even in that state, I will have people, if it feels right and the horse is comfortable and wants to engage, they can go meet them, even if physically they're in a harder time. Mentally, a phrase that's been in my mind recently just as I see my different horses is that there's about a 1-year mark, I feel like, physically, not just for them to get up to a healthy weight, but just for the muscles, for the body, for everything to really heal, even from injuries and things. There's something about the 1-year mark I've noticed with the horses.
Okay.
But there's some where just a phrase in my mind recently is that the mind actually is one of the hardest things to heal. You know, the body might heal. Sometimes the body, yes, exactly. And that it doesn't mean that they can't heal, but a lot of times that's the harder part for people and for the horses. So a lot of my horses, they might be ready to meet somebody over the fence. The two newest ones that Bree picked up for us, they were Amish horses. They were probably worked very hard. They've got scars and marks to show it. They're in a 3-acre field right now.
Okay.
They want nothing to do with humans. Like they're actually really curious. It's been two and a half weeks maybe. They're very curious, but they don't even want to come up to the fence.
Yeah.
It tells you a lot. They jump at everything. I've got one, you toss hay in and he's jumping like you're going to beat him over the fence.
Okay.
So those ones obviously are not ready to meet humans yet. And it's just gauging when the horse shows you the behaviors that says they're comfortable and they're ready for it. We never want to jeopardize the horse's mental health or their physical health,
Or setbacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. So I can only imagine how much, you have 16 horses yet. How large of a space do you have to have?
So I utilize some foster families. I think Bree does too. So people who keep the horses on their land, they feed them, things like that. Because county regulations, we can only have so many on our property.
Okay.
So then for us to be able to help more horses, we do utilize other people who foster them.
Okay.
So usually it is the ones that are newer intakes
or
ones that are local, like the three I mentioned that were local. They don't really have abuse or trauma. They just, the owner passed away and they needed a new home quickly. Those are easier ones for other people to take care of where they're not as special needs. You know, they don't need the emotional healing the same way.
So then you have your website, caringhorses.com.
That'd be a good one. It's caringheroes.
Heroes.org. Sorry, we were talking about changing up the names. I just did it right here. Okay, say it one more time.
Caringheroes.org.
Maybe we do both. I don't know.
Yeah.
Caringheroes.org. Yeah. Of course, I knew that.
Yeah.
So they can find you, out. If you have someone, maybe it's a vet, and they've come back and they've had a traumatic experience, and they get connected to you.
Yeah.
So what's the process? How do you get a hold of you?
The easiest way on our website, there's a contact form, and it says sign up. And it's just, we get your basic your contact information. We ask a couple of questions to have you rate your stress levels on average over the last month, over the last week. That helps us know whether, because our focus is stress relief.
Right.
You don't have to be diagnosed with PTSD to come out at all. It's just stress relief related to your service.
Okay.
And so if you're out of 1 out of 10, you're a 2 on stress levels, that helps me know, we'll get you scheduled in the next couple weeks. I will have people often who are 9 or 10 out of 10 on the stress levels. So that tells me I'm calling you immediately. Let's get you out today if we need to, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It helps us gauge how soon we need to get them out.
So I'm assuming, is this an all-day thing for you? I mean, imagine you must have.
My
because
joke.
Because we live in a pretty stressful world.
People are like, that's so wonderful. You have horses in your free time. My joke is, no, I'm pretty sure I work in my free time. The horses take up all my time.
What free time?
Yeah. No, so we try. We're mostly just weekdays, mornings, and then kind of
just depends on the sun. But we try to be as accommodating as needed for people. So we really want to help people who need the help and nothing else is reaching them.
Okay. And so do you take either of you just phone calls, like random phone calls? Like if someone's listening right now and they're like, oh, I know someone who has a horse that really needs a home, hasn't been able to find one. Do you take those types of leads also?
Yes. So, I mean, I would. Bree?
Yeah, we do as needed. We have a pretty large list. A lot of – it's kind of everywhere, but a lot of people, once a horse is old, they don't want it anymore.
Gotcha. So, gotcha. Okay. Well,
we have a list.
You want a third horse?
So funny. But we try to help out. So there are some situations where, like, we've gotten phone calls where some tragedy happened, or they're incarcerated, something that's awful that you don't want to happen to your loved one.
Yeah.
But they've have horses, and the horses got to go. They got to go somewhere to where we will act up and we can connect people. Mm-hmm. If I can't take them in right now, and I think same with Kelsey, like we will do our hardest to connect, to find them a soft place to land. And then we will help facilitate safety, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That's a good place to start. I can't believe how fast our commercial breaks are coming up. So we're going to take a commercial break. And then when we come back, it'll be our last segment here in the studio. And let's talk about your fundraisers that are coming up. And so stay tuned, more to share. We'll be right back.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Heroes of the North State, and we are in our last segment. We've got about 10 minutes with these wonderful ladies who are making a difference in the lives of our community and the lives of the animal community here in Northern California. And we have Kelsey Harverson, and she is the founder and CEO of Caring Heroes. I want to keep saying horses because we're talking about horses. And then we have Jessie Carrillo, and she is a volunteer and has adopted. See, I got it. I did.
Nailed it.
And then Bree Donnelly, and Bree has Golden West Rescue. So all of these amazing ladies have rescued animals, are caring for animals, and caring for our service men and women here in our community, that or anyone who maybe has had trauma comes out to Kelsey's and loves on horses, and they love on them. It's really a great form of therapy slash love fest, I guess. And so all of that is not free. And so we know that it takes a community to make a community continue and thrive. And so, Kelsey, you have a fundraiser coming up, is my understanding. So let's talk about that, because this is a great way for our community. If you can't adopt a horse, but you love the mission and what you're doing, how can they support?
Yeah, so this is really, I say, the easiest way to support us all year. Go buy lunch or dinner at Jersey Mike's on March 26th. 100% of everything that they take in that day, of all their sales, not just their profits, they donate to Caring Heroes. And that's both locations in Reading. So you've got the normal one on Browning, and then down by Costco is their new location.
That's incredible for a business to give 100%.
That's huge. That is huge.
Yeah. Because we know it's more than 100%, because it's 100% of the revenue they made that day, but it's all their employee expenses.
Right.
Their product.
Yeah, I was going to say the cost of the day itself. Mm-hmm.
That is so incredibly generous. Yes. Okay, folks, if you are listening, you definitely need to help. Everybody loves a hamburger. Go on down.
They don't do hamburgers.
Oh, they don't do hamburgers? No, they don't. Jersey Mike's sub.
Everybody likes a sub.
Sorry about that.
I went there today for the first time ever, and I was born and raised here. And it was really good, because I love a good sandwich,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I went in there, obviously, to donate to Kelsey and to see the pre fundraising stuff, and they are collecting fundraising for her avidly, but the 26th of March is when you want to go.
It's
and
the big day.
What did I get? I got the chicken bacon ranch on rosemary bread. It was so good. And I'm going to be,
amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to be going there a lot now. And you can also, if you donate $25 or more, then you can get a Caring Heroes T-shirt.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is awesome, because then
helps spread the message and the word.
Spreads the message, and it's super cute. So I got one of those too.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Good sandwich, and helped my friend who helps horses, so it works.
So the take the family. Have a
real quick, we didn't mention, and you had said it's not free what we do. It's true.
Yes.
The horses donate for free. But any veteran, first responder, family member who wants to come out, we never charge for that. So there, so it is free for them.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's
so just
really
to clarify
nice. For
that.
For the services.
Yes.
Yeah. That's very nice. So how does your ongoing fundraising, so we have this special month and this special day that is geared towards Caring Heroes, but the expenses go all year long. So
right.
How does that happen?
Yes.
How do you take care of that many horses?
This is the third year that Jersey Mike's has done a fundraiser for us. It brings in close to half of our budget that we need for the year.
Praise.
So, yes. So it's huge and a really big help. And then we do a few small online fundraisers throughout the year. And then if there are people, a really great way to help any nonprofit that you care about is to be a monthly supporter.
Yes.
Even if it's $5 or $10. It doesn't have to be $100 a month. But that really helps any nonprofit plan 100%. Their expenses and their budget for the year and know, can we take in more horses? Can we not? So that's a really good way to support.
Yeah, because I can imagine probably with most of you, it was your own giving in the beginning that got it all started, which is the whole premise of the show, I must say again. And we live in a very giving community, very, I guess giving is just the best word. I mean, this whole show was, came to light because of the car fire, because I was sitting at home and I'm hearing about all these amazing things that people were doing to help everyone who was in need, and they were complete strangers. Here, you can stay in my house. Here, I'll take your animals. Here, you need a toothbrush. And I'm like, we need to talk about this. We need to shine a light on these people.
The heroes, even like small, medium, or large, degree. Highlight the heroes, right?
Exactly. And what I found out is the Ung Sung is for a reason, because they hide Yeah. Usually most people who give don't want to be talked about or be in the spotlight. So thank you for coming and sharing all this with us. So we've just got a few more minutes. Is there anything that we haven't touched on? Well, first of all, where do they go to give? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so besides our fundraiser on March 26th at Jersey Mike's, you can go to caringheroes.org, and there's a donate page. Okay. That's another simple way. We utilize a platform that doesn't take any fees out. So usually when you pay, when you donate through PayPal or Venmo or things, there's still a percentage taken out. We use a program that doesn't.
Wow,
so,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, so that's
I didn't
really
even know that existed.
I know. I think it's the only one that I know of. And then Bree, I probably also...
Yes. So we have several donation platforms. Through our website, there's a link that will bring up all of them.
Okay.
I used to own a business, and I've realized that everyone has their different ways of paying. So so we utilize the ones that do take fees, which it's kind of a shame.
That's all right.
But most of them do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like stores with credit card processors. Mm-hmm. They're just like, here's my 3%. So. Yeah. Our website is www.goldenwestrescue.com, and then there's a whole plethora of things you can find out about me and my husband and what we do, and then there's links to all our different donation outlets, and then
Fantastic.
We also break down, like, where is your donation going? Because a lot of people don't understand that, like, to feed one horse a day is a lot of money.
It's a lot. They eat a lot. And some people have a habit of, you're right, they want to know, okay, I gave X amount to go towards this. Because it's not just the feeding. It's got to be the medicine.
Medical. They need dentals once a year, which is extremely expensive. There's no dental insurance for a horse. I mean, I'm sure there is, but we don't qualify. their dentals, their hoof care is very expensive, and that needs to happen frequently. For Kelsey and I, we're rehabbing a lot of emaciated horses, so the refeeding programs are so much more expensive, and they're very time-consuming. So I have an emaciated mare right now, and I have to feed her small meals every 3 hours.
Oh, I see.
But also the more expensive high-calorie stuff, like stuff dedicated towards medical issues. Veterinary care is so expensive. Yeah. So the day-to-day, really, donations for everything.
Yeah.
We do have designated fundraisers, like you can sponsor a hoof trim, or you can sponsor a bale of hay and I will buy it, or here's the grain that we need this week, and I will literally go the end of that day and say, thank you, Susan, for sponsoring this bag, and I will send you a picture of the bag that I bought with it.
Nice.
Because I think if I'm going to ask for your donations, I'm going to show you
what you're getting.
Well, yeah, and I keep my word, and I'm really transparent. I think... There's a huge hole in charities and nonprofits that people don't feel like they were recognized.
Yeah.
And I make a note to tell, like, I saw your name.
Yeah.
It comes through me.
Wonderful.
I see your name, whether it was $1, $2, $300, I saw your name. I said it out loud, and I will never forget it.
Yeah.
Whether you live here, or you live in LA, or you live in New Zealand, I see your name, and... They're alive and well because of it. So
well, in the world of social media, you can
do a blessing and a curse,
lot.
Man.
Yeah,
it is beautiful as much as it cannot be in times. But for something like this, it can it can really move mountains.
Yeah,
I mean that's where this all started with social media.
Yeah, social media, right? Like
true.
Where I didn't even know that Kelsey was here, didn't know that Jesse was here, and then we met, and then it just snowballed.
Well, ladies, I hate to do this, but we're going to have to wrap up. We've got just a little over a minute left, and I want to make sure to do a shout-out again. March 26th, people, let's line all the way down the street. Rain, sunshine, wind, bring your umbrella. Come prepared, because we're not just going to be feeding our stomachs. We're going to be feeding souls, and we're going to be making a difference in the lives of our entire community. So thank you for coming. I appreciate all of you.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Myself and The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.